This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. POLIS commutes Tina Peters' sentence, making the former Mesa County clerk eligible for parole, June 1. Colorado's Clerks Association and Attorney General Phil Weiser condemned the governor's decision to cut the election system breach sentence from 9 years to roughly 4 years and 4.5 months. Denver, Colorado's bipartisan Clerks Association and Attorney General Phil Weiser have condemned Governor Jared Polis's decision to commute the prison sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, a clemency grant that cut her 9-year term to 4 years and 4.5 months and made her eligible for parole on June 1, according to Colorado Newsline. The Kim Monson Newsroom reported the commutation, May 15. The reaction kept building through the weekend and dominated the May 18 broadcast of the show. Polis commuted the sentence rather than issuing a pardon, leaving Peters' conviction intact. The June 1 release is parole, not unconditional freedom, with terms set by the state parole board. In his commutation letter, Polis wrote that the crimes are very serious and you deserve to spend time in prison for these offenses, but called the 9-year term an extremely unusual and lengthy sentence for a first-time offender who committed nonviolent crimes. The action for Peters came as part of a broader clemency announcement in which Polis pardoned 35 people and commuted the sentences of 9 others, the Colorado Sun reported. A Mesa County jury convicted Peters on August 12, 2024, of 3 counts of attempting to influence a public servant, conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, official misconduct, violation of duty, and failure to comply with an order of the Secretary of State. The jury acquitted her on 3 other counts. 21st Judicial District Judge Matthew Barrett sentenced her to 9 years on August 3, 2024, the Colorado Sun reported at the time. The charges stemmed from a 2021 breach of Mesa County's secured election system, in which Peters facilitated unauthorized access to Dominion Voting Systems equipment in a failed effort to find evidence of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. She served time in the Mesa County Jail before transfer to the Colorado Department of Corrections. In April 2026, the Colorado Court of Appeals upheld Peters' conviction, but ordered a lower court to resentence her, finding the original sentence was based in part on improper consideration of her exercise of her right to free speech. Polis cited that ruling as part of his reasoning. Republican 21st Judicial District, District Attorney Dan Rubenstein led the prosecution of Peters, and Democrat Attorney General Phil Weiser's office assisted in the case. Going forward, the Attorney General's office, not the District Attorney, will handle the appeal, while the 21st Judicial District is consulted on the process, KKCO 11 News reported. Rubenstein called the commutation disturbing and irresponsible. Weiser, a Democrat now running for governor, said Polis's decision is mind-boggling and wrong as a matter of basic justice, and called May 15 a sad day for Colorado and the rule of law. The Colorado County Clerks Association, a bipartisan group whose Republican executive director is Matt Crane, condemned the decision. In a statement reported by Colorado Newsline, Crane said, "Polis is bending the knee to the same political forces and conspiracy movements that are actively undermining confidence in our democratic institutions, and that the association is furious, disgusted, and deeply disappointed." Peters' attorney John Case said Polis corrected an unjust sentence and that the team is grateful. In a statement, Peters wrote that she made mistakes and that she misled the Secretary of State when allowing a person to gain access to county voting equipment. Her team has said it plans to petition the Colorado Supreme Court to overturn the conviction. The clemency anchored the discussion on The Kim Monson Show, where Monson said, "The news stopped me in my tracks after a stream of text messages reached her during a film shoot." Guest Susan Harris framed the commutation as welcome but incomplete. "I'm sure it comes as a huge relief to not just her family, but to her and everyone who has been supporting her throughout this whole ordeal," Harris said on The Kim Monson Show. She added that Peters did not get a pardon, but will take what we can get just to get her out of prison and to get her freedom given back to her. Harris said the case exposed broader concerns about election administration. "Specifically in Colorado, it is very shocking to me that there is so little transparency about what goes on in our elections," she said on the show. And now, Kim's perspective. I am grateful that Tina Peters will be released on June 1st. A 9-year sentence for a first time, nonviolent offender was always excessive, and the Court of Appeals had already found the original sentence leaned in part on her protected speech. The commutation does not erase her conviction, and her team intends to keep fighting it. What this case keeps exposing is how little Coloradans are allowed to see of how their own elections are run. People simply want to look at how the process works and get straight answers, and they should be able to. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.